The police cars are still there when I get to the site, and the property is taped off, along with the street in front of the building. I park curbside as close to the crime scene as I can get and look at the surrounding businesses. There's a sandwich shop across the street, a liquor store next to it. Next to the dry cleaners is an alteration shop. There's a camera outside the sandwich shop that might have security video. I wouldn't be able to get it since I have no official connection to this case, but there are other ways to get information. I walk along the crime scene tape, then cross through the rubbernecking traffic to the sandwich shop. I go inside. It's crowded with reporters sitting by the window, watching the activity across the street. There are no empty tables. I walk to the counter and check out the employees. There's an older man who looks to be in a sour mood, but he has an air of gravitas, so I go to his end of the counter and lean over.
"Excuse me," I say. "You the owner?" "Yes," he says. "The line is over there." "No, I just need to ask you a few questions."
I show him my police credentials, and he comes closer.
"I've already talked to the police. I don't know anything. I don't want any trouble." "I'm not police," I say, realizing that if he's one of the extortion victims,
he could have a sharp distrust of cops.
"I'm a PI. I'm working with police on a related case, and I wondered if you could tell me if anyone has pulled the security video from your camera outside." "Yes, they got it," he says. "Could you tell me if it showed anything? What time Mr. Brower got to work this morning? Anyone who might have gone there before it opened?"
He looks from side to side, then shakes his head.
"I didn't look at it. I don't know what they got."
I don't really believe him.
"What time did they take it?" "About an hour ago." "So he was found at 7:30 this morning. You're open for breakfast, right? So you saw the activity and didn't think about checking your video?"
He's sweating now, and he looks scared.
"I didn't think about it. Do you want to order something or not?" "Can you at least tell me what time Mr. Brower usually comes to work?" "He gets there around 6:30 every morning. Opens at 7. Did you see anyone going in there before he opened?" "No, I didn't see anything." "Did anyone come in here for breakfast who might have been over there?" "No, no one."
This man is irritating me.
"You're sure of that? You know for a fact that no one who came in here had anything to do with him? How would you know that?" "I know my customers."
I'm not going to get anything out of him. He must be afraid I'm one of Keegan's henchmen and that if he reveals anything, it will result in his death too.
"I'm busy,"
he says.
"Have a nice day."
He disappears to the back. I sigh and look around, hoping another employee might talk to me. I get in line and wait my turn. When I get to the front, I order a club sandwich. As I'm paying, I ask the girl,
"So what's going on over there?"
She looks around as if making sure her boss doesn't hear her.
"The owner of that dry cleaner's was murdered," she whispers. "Employees found him when they came in."
She leans toward me.
"Shot. Scares me to death. I came in early this morning, too. It could have been me."
"Was he shot inside or outside?"
"Inside. They found him in his office. Execution style is what I hear. He was a nice man, too. Came in here for lunch every day. His poor wife."
"Has she been here since he was found?"
"Yes, the police notified her and brought her down."